Bay Mornings. With Benny and Greg.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Yes, it is a sad day. 9/11, 19 years ago today, tragedy hit our country. Forever changing it and the world. We are going to get into Text the Truth here in a moment. But before we do that, we want to encourage you all to join Greg and I in what we're doing today, where we're trying to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good by giving back. And we encourage you all to join us. So we're doing at least one good deed today. We have a bunch of good deed ideas for you on our IG page at Big Bay Mornings if you want to, look at something that may stand out to you for you to do, or maybe you already know something that you want to do today. But we'd love for you to do one with us. And then tag us if you do it. Take a photo and tag us so we can show you off to everybody. So again, at Big Bay Mornings is where you can get the list of good deed ideas. All right, shall we jump into Text the Truth, Greg?
It's my new, my favorite new segment to the show. This is almost as good as Would You Rather. I mean, it's so cringeworthy and wonderful. I love it.
It is your opportunity to confess to something, whatever that may be. You can remain anonymous, of course, but text the truth to 888-456-9970. Let's start with a text from the 415. My wife thinks she converted me to vegetarianism, but what she does not know is that I eat meat all the time behind her back. In fact, I have a couple of close friends from college, and we do boys' night once a month or so, where we always go to a steakhouse, and I just load up on meat. Not to mention my In-N-Out drive-thru runs every once in a while.
Oh, Lord. He's, like, eating more meat than, like...
Yeah, he said one time we went to House of Prime Rib in the city, and I was so scared when I got home that she was going to smell the meat sweats coming out of my body that I took a shower before I got in bed.
Wow. Oh my God, that's a lot of meat he's loading up on there for a vegetarian.
The meat sweats are a real thing, though, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. I've done that before. Ruth Chris, you're just like, oh my God, I can smell a cow coming out of my body right now. But listen, you know what? I support this because he's keeping his wife happy at home, right? Yeah. Right. But then he's making himself happy. Uh-huh. It's not hurting anybody. I mean, other than the cows.
Yeah, it's not hurting their relationship. All is well. How about this one from the 925? My family has been keeping a secret from my uncle. He accidentally ran over... Wait, yeah. So my family's been keeping a secret from my uncle. He accidentally ran over my dad's cat, and we've been keeping it from him for years. It would break his heart if he ever found out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. You better deny till you die now. I mean, you gotta keep that a secret or freak it out. Nope, we didn't.
You know what? I'm pretty sure this happened to me, and I've questioned my mom multiple times. There were a couple of our childhood animals that disappeared, either got stolen from the backyard or ran away. And I still question my mom to this day, and she denies it. I'm like, that dog died. I know it died. Just admit it. Just tell me the truth. What happened to Snowball? And then she will not tell me. Snowball. And I know Snowball. It's like a little husky kind of dog. And I was like, I know somebody did not jump over our fence, grab the dog, jump back over the fence with the dog. You're lying. She still says something happened to that dog, and I still can't get the truth out of her.
Well, keep the truths coming to 888-456-9970. We'll read some more again at 8 o'clock because we're about to jump into the Big Money Minute. Sign up, 997now.com. Takes a few seconds. You could win $1,000 if you answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, and we will be ringing somebody's phone in the next 3 minutes. Stand by.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're back in business. Trina in the city is playing with us this morning. Happy Friday, Trina.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Friday, everybody.
What's going on, girl?
I'm trying to win some money.
Yeah,
we like to hear money. That. You got any good? You got any big plans for the weekend that you could spend this money on?
Yeah, I got one of my club members' birthday. Happy birthday, Ronnie! She got a birthday party going on this weekend in Modesto.
All right, a safe party, right? A safe party?
A safe party. Yes,
all
yes,
right.
yes, yes.
There it is, Trina.
Social distancing, yes.
You got that. Well, happy birthday to Ronnie, and let's see if we can slide you $1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you will win the money, Trina. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Which 90s show did Will Smith star in?
Pass.
Oh, who is the author of the book Green Eggs and Ham?
what?
All right. What is 22 times 3?
22 times 3 is 66.
Spell plagiarize.
Plagiarize. PLAGERIZE.
Where did Ghirardelli chocolate originate?
San Francisco.
What girl band was Beyonce in?
Oh, my God. I'm having a brain freeze. What? Pass.
True,
oh, my goodness.
True or false? Sharks are mammals?
True.
What is the name of the princess in The Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, shoot,
pass. Ooh. Well, that's the timer, Trina.
Trina.
I know you know some of these. You're
Trina.
Gonna
be Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child, girl. Destiny's Child. Yes. You did.
And you know, you're going to hate this because I was never a Beyonce fan. But I was a Destiny Child fan.
Uh-huh. So you liked Michelle and Kelly, but you didn't like Beyonce?
Yes.
What was the very first one with Wyclef? It was like, no.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. That was Wyclef. Wyclef, remember? No, I think it was.
Let's go through these. Of course you know that Will Smith starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Just couldn't think of it. Green Eggs and Ham, that was Dr. Seuss. You are good at math, though. 22 times 3 is 66. Plagiarize. PLAGIARIZE. Ghirardelli chocolate. That originated in San Francisco. Beyonce. Destiny's Child. False. Sharks are not mammals. They are fish. Yeah. And Aurora was the princess from Sleeping Beauty.
All right,
oh,
Trina.
My God. And you know what? I knew them. I knew all those characters.
Well, listen, I get it.
Thank you, though.
It's hard when you're on the spot. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that birthday party. All right, bye, Trina.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of the Will Smith, and I hear the theme song in the background, you know they just filmed the reunion yesterday? They finished taping the reunion? Oh, yeah, baby. It's coming.
I'm just going to say this. What? As much as Art is in love with every other man in the world, you are in love with Will Smith. You are in love with him.
We get a daily Will Smith update from
Yes,
you.
We do. Off the air. Like, he talks about him incessantly.
Will Smith and Justin Timberlake, those would be my two
You've
man
never
crushes.
Even bring up Justin Timberlake. You are in love with Will Smith.
Because JT ain't doing anything right now. I mean, once he starts doing some stuff, I'll be talking about him.
He racked in all his money. Now then, he kind of cheated on his wife a little bit. And then, so he's spending time with her and making up for what he did.
All right, we're taking a quick pause.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
Let's jump into your Friday morning sound check. So, we all heard the news earlier this week that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end. But a lot of people forget that Ryan Seacrest, you know, was the producer of that show and kind of created that thing. And he reminisced the other day on his show Live with Kelly about how he became friends with Kris Jenner and how the show got started.
So, it was about 14 and a half years ago. I, as a producer at the time, was looking for my first series to produce. We met, and I remember they were going to do a barbecue at their house. And she said, why don't you send a camera up and shoot this barbecue?
Yes.
I said, great, we'll do that. We don't own a camera. So
we
had to go get a camera from Best Buy.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, there was yelling, there was laughter, there were hugs. It was all of the ingredients to make a great show. So he came back and he said, this is incredible. And we made a 7-minute tape out of it.
Yeah.
And we put the show on the air weeks later. So thank you to the Kardashians, who have changed entertainment forever, I think.
What a trip.
For the worst. I mean, for horribleness.
No.
I mean, yes. Sure, I'm not a fan. I know you're not a fan, but you can't take away from what it was. It was huge. And that's just so funny, too. He goes to, he didn't even have a camera. He's got to go buy a camera from Best Buy and just starts filming it, and look what it turned into.
It was absolutely successful, but it doesn't make it good. I mean, it's vapid and horrible, and those people make the Real Housewives seem like they have substance.
Well, I was going to say, you like Real Housewives, yeah. That's successful, and that's horrible.
You know what I realized, Benny, though? I watch these shows, The Real Housewives. I don't like any of them. I watch it because I hate them. I realized that the other day. I hate every single one of them. Those, especially the Beverly Hills ones. They all are horrible people. I mean, they're horrible.
And that's what keeps you coming back.
But then I can't stop watching because they're just a horrible bunch of people.
How about some new music? So to mark yesterday's World Suicide Prevention Day, Demi Lovato teamed up with Marshmello for a new song called Okay Not to Be Okay.
Don't get lost in the moment or give up when you're closest. All you need is somebody to say it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay not to be okay. When you're down and
I love it. We were just talking about that yesterday on the show. It is okay not to be okay, but please, 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 I'm begging you to talk to somebody if you are feeling that way. A friend, a parent, significant other, therapist, whomever. You need to talk about it. And on the flip side of that is if there's somebody in your life that you think may not be doing okay, pick up the phone, give them a call, check on them, please. Dr. Phil posted a TikTok asking his commenters to stop calling him daddy. In his post. Listen to this.
You have to stop commenting daddy on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. A little weird, but I do appreciate the support.
He has like 40,000 daddy comments on his posts.
I wonder who they're from, because that's a big thing in the gay community. So I wonder if it's mostly gay guys calling him daddy, because that's a big thing. Like, hey, daddy, what's up, daddy?
It's all over the place. It's guys, it's girls, everybody. I'm looking at the comments
right
now.
So it's you did it?
Yeah, I was responsible for like, maybe 15 of them. But if you look through this, there's just like, what up, Daddy Phil? Daddy Phil is daddy. Yes, Daddy Phil. What you doing, Daddy Phil? It's 40,000 comments of just people calling him daddy.
Dr. Phil is gross. He's calling him daddy.
He is. He's not hot. Like, he's the opposite. Whatever the most opposite of hot is, that's what he is.
Gen Z loves him, I guess.
He's very cold. He's not hot. He's freezing.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
Well, hello there.
Oh, it's Big Buck.
Big Buck.
Well, I can't understand you.
That's because you don't have your hearing aids on.
Turn it up.
Well, now I've got one of them that works.
Happy birthday, Dad.
But I need the other one.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that your son also needs hearing aids? Did you hear that news?
Well, his VA would hurry up and approve that disability. Well,
are we on mute?
Every year.
Well, what are you doing for your birthday, Dad?
Well, is how close are the fires to you?
This is a one-way conversation right now. This is crazy.
Well, they were showing pictures of San Francisco and said it, in the daytime, it looked like nighttime out there.
It sure did. At like 9 a.m. on Wednesday, it looked like it was 6 in the morning, and it was just orange, scary skies all day.
Let me try this again. What are you doing for your birthday, Dad?
I ain't doing anything until this evening. We got to meet Amber and Kenny over at Decatur, the Mexican place, at 5 o'clock.
Well, did you get any good presents?
Just the one in the card.
Wow, I sent my dad a check. That's always the best present. Yeah. Did you cash that yet? I'm a little low on funds until payday. Still, don't cash it.
It's still laying here on the bed.
Yeah, wait till next Friday to cash that.
Well, yesterday was payday. I got my Social Security check yesterday.
You're having a great birthday week then. Where's the old lady? Can we talk to her?
Well, she's in there on the couch, or was.
Can we talk to her?
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
I guess I'm chopped liver now.
Oh, yeah. Dad's replaced you for sure.
Yeah, Ginger, you missed a hell of a conversation right now.
Was it good?
Mom, Benny realizes what it's like to talk to Dad now. You ask him something, and he answers a completely different question than you asked.
You are exactly right.
Well, how are you, Ginger? How is your world?
My world is great.
It's great because aren't you excited you're about to get a Cowboy game this weekend, Mom?
Yes, and we went to eat yesterday. Somebody bought her lunch. Somebody's buying her lunch today. Somebody's buying her lunch tomorrow.
This is a really good thing when you have a birthday.
Anybody interested, I'm free for Sunday.
Well, no, you're not free Sunday, Mom.
Oh, that's Sunday night, Gregory.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys play Sunday night. Well, we want to get we've all made our predictions who's making it to the Super Bowl. Who do you think's making it this year?
The obvious, Dallas and Kansas City.
Oh, okay. A lot of Kansas City predictions. I picked the Cowboys.
Might be San Francisco.
Over Dallas?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, well, thank you. It can be Dallas and San Francisco. They could make it to the NFC Championship game. Benny put the Buccaneers in there. He likes Tom Brady.
I threw him in there.
That's good, Benny. I don't think you did wrong. Good pick.
See? I do know a little something, something.
That's right, you do.
Were they good last season?
They were about 8-8, something like that, average.
But they didn't have Tom Brady. They had right. Tom Brady and
the partier.
Gronk now.
Well, speaking of partiers, Benny, don't you have a question? My mom is probably in mourning.
Yeah, so Ginger, I know you're a big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. It's coming to an end. What will you do? How do you feel?
Oh, I've got an appointment with Dr. Phil.
Well, you need to do. It's all over after what? I think it was 14 years, right?
Don't think they'll be out of the limelight. They don't need that to be in the limelight.
No, for sure not. Enjoy your football weekend.
Yes, yes, yes. I will. Y'all have a great weekend and hope the fires get out. We'll be praying for everybody there.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
All right, Ginger. We'll talk soon.
Love you. Bye.